Hello?
Yes.
Is the secretary on?
I'll put him on.
Thank you.
Secretary Rusk is on.
Hello.
Thank you.
Yes?
Secretary Rusk on 90.
Okay.
Hello.
Now, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Three quick things. One, on the dinner tonight. The alternatives would be for Ball to come and do what you would have wanted me to do. Or for you to come and comment yourself on foreign policy. I'll leave it to you. Ball is, would, I think, do a good job.
Or I just have him do it and tell him how you have been doing it, and how you would do it, and tell him to keep it to 3 or 4 minutes and maybe put in maybe 5 minutes and have 2 minutes to trade.
Right, fine. Secondly, on the Rogers matter, I talked further with Tom Mann about it. He and I had checked this out pretty closely with Dave Bell, and then Tom had talked to Abe Fortas, who had been a law partner of Rogers, and then Tom told me that he himself had been really very much impressed with Rogers and his dealings with him so far. Now, the situation is that this is not a new appointment, and Tom Mann's suggestion is that we give him about 2 months on this to let him decide whether this is exactly the right man. He thinks he very well might be. I'm a little reluctant to pull Wiggins out of the other place because with Sarge Shriver doing so many things, I think he's going to be needed there in the Peace Corps. But, you see, he is already on the position. It doesn't require a new appointment to feel him out here for a little time to be sure that we are all happy about his job. So I would still recommend that we give Mann a chance to determine that.
He doesn't have to name it then.
He doesn't have to name it at all because he's already on the job, you see.
Tell Mann that I want to see him and I want to see Roger sometime and have some idea about him myself.
All right, fine.
And there's just somebody in that outfit's leaking. I don't know who it is, but they're leaking awfully bad. We can't run a government unless we can stop it.
I talked to Dave Bell about that this morning. This Shultz story this morning sounds to me like an aid story.
The state says it's aid, and aid swears it's state. I've got a memo from Dave Bell on my desk, and he's confident it doesn't come from them at all.
Right. Well, we'll. I think we may have to put a tail on this man, but then if we get caught doing that, then it's going to be rough.
Well, I'd stop it some way. I don't know how I'd stop it, but I don't think we can run a government if they're going to talk about our missiles and our atomic bombs and everything that happened before it happened.
Right. Then I will see you at lunch over there with the labor people as well.
That'll be fine.
All right, thank you.